A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Mem Hei, Avodah Zarah 45A, pagination is 89, starting from the top line, Masnisen, the Mishnah. Hanachrim ha'ovdim es haharim ve'es ha'gevos. You have people who are serving the mountains or the hills. That's what they worship. Hein mutarim. The hill or mountain itself remains permitted. Umasha alehen asurim, but what's on it being worshipped is going to be forbidden. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, lo sachmod kesef v'zahav alehem. You shall not desire the silver and the gold that is on them. That's a pasuk Devarim Zayin Chaf Hei. And besides the fact that Avodah Zarah is a forbidden behavior, the idol worship is forbidden to do, but in many cases, the article that's worshipped becomes forbidden in benefit. In this case, we have the scenario playing out that these idol worshippers are worshipping something in nature. In the words of the Rambam, Avodas Kochavim, the beginning of Perek Ches, Kol She'em Bo Tfisas Yad Adam, if there's nothing that the human being impacted it, he didn't do it, he didn't make this hill, V'lo Aso Adam, he didn't make it, Afal Pi She'ne'evad, even though he worshipped it, Hareza Muta Bahana, it's going to be permitted. The Rambam continues and tells us the ramification. Lefikach, therefore, if this idol worshipper is going to worship mountains, hills, ilanos, trees, if they were originally planted for the purpose of fruit, they weren't planted for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, that case would be the case of Asherah. But if they were originally planted innocently, and now someone came and worshipped it, that worshipper is worshipping something that's in nature, that's attached to the ground, and he's not going to impact the permissibility of someone else benefiting from that item. It doesn't change the fact that he's worshipping idol. He's doing idol worship. Ve'esa ma'ayanos, or the springs, the water, hanovim larabim, that are giving forth water for the public. Ves habehema, or an animal, hare'elu mutarim bahana'a, the next person who comes is allowed to benefit from it. Umutalachalosan haperos shenevdu, b'makam gidilosan va'osa habehema, and the Rambam says you'd be able to benefit from the fruit, even though the item was worshipped. This is all when he didn't do an action. Once an action is done, for example, the animal is shecht, then it would become asur bahana'a. Let's go back to our Mishnah. The first approach was, lo sachmod kesef is zahav aleihem. You shall not desire silver and gold that is upon them. So that even though the item itself is not forbidden in benefit, the hill, but if they cover it with gold, that gold is going to be forbidden. And likewise, as we said, it doesn't change the fact that it is idol worship. It's just not going to forbid this natural item. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Eloheihem al heharim, velo heharim Eloheihem. We have a pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis Beis that talks about the gods that are on the mountain. So we learn only what's on the mountain, but the mountain itself, even if it's worshipped, is going to be permitted. Al ha-gevos, what's on the hills, v'lo ha-gevos Eloheihem, but the hill itself is not going to be a god. The obvious question is, u'mepnei ma'asherah asura, why indeed is the Asherah tree forbidden? It should fit the parameters that you just gave me that it's part of the mountain, it's part of mechuber lekarka, attached, without having been acted upon by a human being. And the Mishnah answers, mepnei sheyesh ba tefises yad adam, because a person impacted it. The person planted it. V'chol sheyesh ba tefises yad adam asur, and whenever you have a person impacting it, that's going to make it forbidden. In Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Mem Hei in Yoredeya, Ilanos shalo noton l'shem elilim einam asut ne'esarim. Trees that were not planted for the purpose of avodah zara are not going to be forbidden. Umikom makom, nevertheless, as we said, because no human being impacted it, so nevertheless, afal pi shalo ne'esar guf ha'ilan, the actual tree is not going to become forbidden because it was originally planted. Either it grew on its own or it was planted for the purpose of fruit, etc. It wasn't for the purpose of avodah zara, but kol ha-sarigim v'ho'alim v'ha-peros she-yotzi kol zman shehu nevad asurim b'hanah. But things that grow from it at the time that it's being worshipped, that's going to be forbidden in benefit. In Sif Beis, as we said, sipuyav asur b'hanah, and the things that cover it are going to be forbidden in benefit. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.